Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to another Burden and Blessing Podcast and our Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Ben Libby, and our word for this week is intercede. What does it mean to intercede? Well, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it this way: to intervene between parties with a view to reconciling differences. Our Catechism defines intercede as to go between, to plead for another's benefit. So really, I think the way that you can think about interceding is it is a job that someone does to get in the way of two parties, but get in the way in a good way. This then asks the question, well, who then are the two parties? Well, as far as you are concerned, the two parties are God and you. Why do you need such a go-between? Well, it really has to do with our nature and God's nature. God, of course, is holy, and we know that we are sinful. Holiness and sinfulness cannot stand in the same room together, if you will. So to get an audience with the holy God and for us to not be instantly destroyed requires an advocate. It requires an intercessor. So who steps up to the plate? Who will be our go-between? Well, God himself. This is something that God does for us. We are told in Romans 8, 26 and 27, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So right there from that Romans passage, we see that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit himself, makes intercession on our behalf, and he takes our prayers, our broken down prayers, our prayers that don't pray for what they should, and he makes them better. He improves them, and he brings them to God on our behalf. But of course, really, when we think of an intercessor, one who intercedes, there is one that we desperately need. And thanks be to God, we truly have Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2 says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Really, when you think about an intercessor, you really have to go back to the Old Testament. People have been needing someone to go on their behalf to God for a long time, and this was very true in the Old Testament. As far back as even the days of Moses, Moses would go on behalf of the people before God with their complaints, and God would then listen to Moses on behalf of the people. But really, there needed to be an office to do this, and we see this fulfilled in the office of the priests. The priests of the Israelites would often go before God on behalf of the people. They would do this with sacrifices, and then they would intercede with their prayers of the people and go before God with them. But really, we needed something much more permanent. We needed someone who could go on our behalf to God all the time. And of course, we have that with Jesus Christ. When we talk about Jesus being our intercessor, we often think of his office as high priest. Jesus is our high priest, and he does go on our behalf to God the Father. Hebrews 7 says, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sin and then for the people. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. Jesus is the great high priest because not only does he go on our behalf for us to God, but he himself is also the sacrifice that does this. I think of the translated hymn by John M. Neal that says, "Draw nigh and take the body of the Lord, and drink the holy blood for you outpoured. Offered was he for greatest and for least, himself the victim and himself the priest." That's such a beautiful image, too, I think. Jesus is our priest. He is our advocate. He goes before us to God. But he also was the victim. He also was the sacrifice that was able to do this. What a beautiful picture that it is. Jesus himself, the holy, spotless Lamb of God, who is our sacrifice for our sins, but also goes before us to God. Romans 8 says, "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Yes, Jesus is our great high priest. He is our go-between. He is our advocate. He is our intercessor. He is the great high priest, because not only is he the go-between, but he also is the sacrifice that is needed to make that happen. Not only does he lay down his life for you, but even now, he is at God's right hand, pleading and interceding on your behalf, and reconciling your differences with God by his own blood.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.